Recognized Man in Basic course, take 10A, continued, side 1. Now for a review of the above sentences. These will be in narrative form, and for purposes of this narrative, we'll give the two individuals names. The married one will be Lao Chen, and his friend Xiao Li. The narrative will follow the same sequence and will be divided into segments covering several sentences. Segment 1, sentences 1 to 3, begin.
两个朋友在一块谈话，一个姓陈，一个姓李。老陈告诉小李，他太太跟小孩子下个月5号要来，他说他租的那个公寓没有家具，他都得去买。 他不知道哪儿有好的家具店，他问小李，小李告诉他，城里头有一家很好的家具店，很大，东西很好。小李说，他听说他们卖的家具很便宜，也听说那个家具店有新家具，也有旧家具。小李问老陈，都要买什么？老陈说，床很要紧，他不要旧的，他要买新的。 他说桌子椅子也得买，可是旧的可以。老陈说他现在没有很多钱，他问小李可以不可以一块去看看。Two
friends were conversing together. Tahua, one was surnamed Chen, the other Li. Chen told Li that his wife was coming on the 5th of the next month. He said that the apartment he had rented was unfurnished and he had to buy everything for it. He did not know where there might be good furniture store, and he asked Li. Li told him that inside the city there was a very fine furniture store, very large, with very good things. Li also told him he had heard that the furniture they sold was very inexpensive, and he'd also heard that they sold both new and used furniture. Li asked Chen what all he wanted to buy. Chen said that a bed was most important and that he didn't want a used one. He wanted to buy a new one. He further said that the tables and chairs also had to be bought, but in this case, used ones would be okay. Chen added that he didn't have a great deal of money just now. He then asked Li whether or not he would accompany him to the furniture store to take a look. They go to the furniture store and stand outside. Segment 2. Sentences 4 to 7. Begin.
他们在家具店外头，小李说，你看这个家具店也出租家具，三个房间的家具，一个月才55块钱，那真便宜，可是不知道都有什么家具。小李想去看看，老陈也想租钱不多，他想去看看有多少东西，都是些什么家具。 他想三个房间的家具不少，可是不知道好不好。小李告诉老陈，外头写的是三个房间的家具，有客厅的大椅子跟小桌子，也有饭厅的饭桌子跟6把椅子，也有卧房的床跟小椅子，可是他们不知道是新家具还是旧家具。老陈说，他要新床，因为他太太不喜欢旧床。
Outside the furniture store, Xiao Li, apparently reading a sign, said, "See, this furniture store also rents furniture. Three rooms of furniture are only $55 per month, which was really inexpensive." Chen also thought that this rental fee was not much, but wanted to see how many things were included and what all they might be. He thought there would be a lot of furniture for three rooms, but didn't know whether they would be good or not. Li told Chen that it said on the notice that the three rooms of furniture included chairs and small tables for the living room, a dining room table and 6 chairs for the dining room, and a bed and small chairs for the bedroom, but didn't know whether these would be new or used. Chen repeated that he wanted a new bed because his wife wouldn't like a used one. He also wanted to ask whether or not they had children's beds. They decide to enter the store. Segment 3, sentences 8 to 11, begin.
小李在家具店里头看那些出租的家具，说，你看都是新的，一件旧的家具也没有，桌子、椅子、床都很新，也真好看。老陈告诉小李，他也需要两个书架子，因为他有很多书，他也需要一张书桌子，因为他每天得学习中国话，得看书写字。小李告诉老陈，他们那儿有书架子，也有书桌子，都在后头，大的、小的、新的、旧的都有。小李问老陈，他是要买还是想租？老陈说，床、桌子、椅子、书架子跟书桌都可以租，因为都是新的。他想他太太会喜欢，买也太贵，可是他说书桌上头还需要一盏灯，这个他得买。他问小李，家具店有没有？
Lee, inside the furniture store and looking at the furniture, said, Look, all of this furniture is new. There's not a single piece of used furniture. The tables, chairs, and beds are all very new and extremely good looking. Chen told Lee that he also needed two bookcases because he had a lot of books, and he also needed a desk because he had to study Chinese every day and write characters. Lee told Chen that they had bookcases and desks and that they were all in the back of the store. They had large and small ones, new and used ones, and he asked Chen whether he wanted to buy or rent. Chen said that since everything was new, he thought he would rent the bed, table, and chairs, as well as the bookcase and desk. He thought his wife would like them, and it was too expensive to buy. But he said he also needed a lamp to go on top of the desk, and this he thought he would have to buy, and asked Lee if the store had any. Segment 4, sentences 12 to 14, begin.
小李说他们那儿有灯，大的、小的都有，小的6.5块一盏，大的才16块，都不贵。可是小李告诉老陈，他那个公寓因为有三个房间，应当买4-5个灯。老陈说，好极了，真不贵。老陈说，他买两个小的，租2个大的。他问小李，收钱的在哪儿？他想问那个收钱的，那些家具一共多少钱？他也不知道钱是不是应该都给他。小李告诉他，收钱的在前头，一个小房间里头。小李说，他想钱不需要现在都给，他想现在给一半，下个月再给一半也可以。他们两个人去问那个收钱的。
Lee said that they had lamps there, both large ones and small ones. The small ones were $6.50 each, and the large ones were only $16. Neither was expensive. However, Lee told Chen that since his apartment had 3 rooms, he ought to buy 4 or 5 lamps. Chen thought this was great, and that they were really inexpensive. He said he would buy 2 small lamps and rent 2 large ones. He asked Lee where the cashier was. He wanted to find out how much he owed altogether. He also wondered if he would have to pay for the whole thing then. Lee told him he thought it would be okay if he paid half then and half the following month. The two of them went to ask the cashier. End of lesson 10, tape A, side 2.